Taking Back America with a progressive voice in the afternoon. This is the Mario Solis Merritt Show on AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
All right, you did it. We sold out all 18 gifts. First of all, did Jenny leave yet? Call Jenny in, Rick.
I'll call her right now.
See if she,
I can go grab her.
No, you said sure? Settle down. Settle down.
Mario, you're looking fierce in your picture. It's a good shot.
It'll take about 5 minutes, right?
It'll take a few more minutes to show up.
It's not that I look fierce, dude. I can't help it. I'm passionate like that.
Yeah. It's the mink. It makes you feel dangerous.
It's how dedicated you are to your work.
It looks like you're giving out middle finger at first.
I'm passionate, dude. You know, that's the whole Latino thing going on there. Unbelievable. Okay, so that photo should be up. Oscars is up. Mondo's is up. And you all bought 18 gifts for very needy kids in just a matter of, like, 50 minutes.
Mondo or Mario?
Yeah.
I guess it's Mondo, too. Jenny left Mondo. I'm sorry.
Oh.
At least I called her desk. She's not there. I can try her on the cell phone.
No, it's okay. Leave her alone.
And while she's driving home. While she's driving home, she can talk to us.
Okay, that'll be good. But she just sent me an email at 1 minute, just 5 minutes ago, saying that it was done, that they were all sold out. It says sold. Let's see those pics, Mario. So they I don't think she's far from a computer right now, quite frankly.
You know what, Mario?
What?
Can I say I told you so?
Yeah, you can say you told me so.
Yes, there's a first time for everything.
But my photo should be up there soon.
I think she probably took my picture to the frame store to get it framed.
Oh, yeah. That's
what I think. Well, that's why she
not only is she going to have it framed.
She just rushed out.
Yeah.
Not only is she going to have it framed, but she's going to have it blown up into like a huge like life-size picture and put it on her wall.
Like on her ceiling. The first thing
on her ceiling
up.
Over her bed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dream on. Line 3, Alan, you're on AM 760.
Hi. Can you hear me, Mario?
Absolutely, sir.
Okay. I'm Alan Gilbert. I teach international studies at DU. And I agree with you about Obama. I'm particularly interested in what he will do with this cabinet. But I wanted to raise an issue about your characterization of the Republican crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this particular administration had in it, for example, Colin Powell, who made one of the most decent statements in the current election about Muslim Americans and not attacking Arabs. And he resisted both torture and, to some extent, the war in Iraq. And Bush is a man who was uninterested in policy at all and was dominated by Cheney, who was better organized inside an administration and as a vice president. This is reflected in Barton Gellman's new book and a bunch of other reports about Cheney. And Bush began to resist Cheney when it was clear that Iraq was a disaster and they were losing it for 2006. And my student, Condoleezza Rice, then showed up after having become a war criminal and actually did the negotiations over North Korea with Cheney and Addington and these other types gnashing their teeth.
So I guess I'm trying to get you to a core point here.
The core point is that Bush was not wanting simply a group of people who were know-nothings who all agreed with him. He actually got a few people in his administration, like Colin Powell, who actually stood up to him.
Well, look what happened to Colin Powell. As soon as he started doing that, he was marginalized. His staff was cut. He quit getting invited to key meetings. And my point was that as soon as people, you know, stepped out of line there, they got dismissed and let go, made an example of, and everybody knew that they couldn't raise objections. That was exactly my point. And Colin Powell clearly demonstrated that. He was somebody who was completely marginalized within that administration.
Except that I think it's Cheney who was the one who actually ran things. I don't think it was Bush.
Well, I mean, regardless of whether it was Cheney or whether it was Bush, what I said is that in Republican administrations, this is what happens. The psychology of the Republican Party since Richard Nixon, and I'm talking specifically the party, right? The party apparatus. in order to excel in the party apparatus, you had to really, you know, toe the line of whoever the commander in chief was. And if you didn't, you were marginalized and eventually let go. And I think that it's different with the way the Democratic Party is set up, where it's largely an unruly bunch who at many times prides themselves at being unruly. So you will see in this administration a lot more outliers. Now it's important to keep those folks disciplined and generally on the same course, but you will see more outliers in this administration than you did in the Bush administration. That's how the two parties are organized. They're organized differently from each other. They attract different people. They're managed differently. The only thing they have in common is their tax status.
Maybe. I think the Republican Party is actually an authoritarian, anti-democratic party, and that goes along with what you're saying.
Right.
But in the Ford administration, for example, which was post-Nixon, they nastily tried to strengthen executive power, but I don't think Ford is anything like Bush. And I think actually even changed.
Well, I mean, but Ford wasn't elected. Ford got his job, you know, in a different way. I mean, he did not have to win primaries. He did not have to go through the party apparatus. I'm talking specifically about the way, you know, he is an outlier, both in the way he ended up being president and generally in the way he was a Republican. But there was no way. For a Ford to have succeeded the normal way because of the way the party is set up.
That's a good point.
All right. Thank you for your call, Alan. I appreciate it. He called 303-713-7600. We're talking about two completely different institutions. They both have the word party in their name. They both are organized to do, you know, political footwork to get people elected. But other than that, they're set up differently. They attract different types of individuals, and different types of individuals are promoted within the party. Now, I don't agree with 100% of the way the Democrats do stuff. There's a lot of room for improvement there. But at the same time, I much rather have this kind of, you know, this kind of, I mean, look at what Obama did. He took it to the next step. This is the first time that you're having a transition that has a website where people could actually go on and complain about the process. You could go to the transition website, find out who's getting appointed for what. Like Chris Gunn's going to be on in a little bit. He's upset, and he's going to be on this program, and this is a progressive show, and I support Barack Obama. But I'm not going to but Chris Gunn is concerned about something from the American Small Business League, and he knows he has a forum here. And that would not happen on a Republican show. It would not happen in the Republican Party. And right there, we're just organized differently, and we think differently, and we're trying to get certain outcomes. And so it looks a little messier sometimes. There's a lot more scrutiny. But look what Barack Obama did. He invited scrutiny. He's welcoming it. It's a completely different apparatus. It's a completely different, state of mind. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Is my picture up yet? Is it gone up?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, it's about, it just has to, but you placed it. It just has to refresh, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, y'all did it to me. You bought 18 gifts. We promised that my glamour shot, and by the way, I might look a little fierce, but, you know, it's if it's between my glamour shot and Ann Coulter's glamour shot, whose would you really want on your desk? think about that.
Very true.
303-7-
Depends on what day it is.
303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Maric. It is 5:15 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Let me take a quick break. 18 minutes after 5 o'clock. My name is Mario Solis Maric. You're listening to the one and only Mario Solis Maric Show. We have 3 months from our glamour calendar. See, we will never be outdone by the right wing again. The women of the right wing put together this glamour calendar with Pretty and Mink. So they all did these glamour shots. We talked about them yesterday. And then today we came back at them with our own glamour shots. And thanks to you, we put them up. We made a deal with our audience. You finish off our gift giving, which we had 18 gifts to go.
Well, that's not. And you can still give gifts, though.
Is there still a list up there? I think that 18 was it for. That was actually on
the
list.
I'll have to double check.
Yeah. But call Jenny, by the way. She just emailed me. So she just call her on her cell and find
out.
Okay,
thanks.
Okay, because I know people are still.
She emailed you?
Yeah, she emailed me.
I didn't get an email.
Yeah, she actually, Oscar just, once he put up the photo, he leaked her a photo, and she says that I'm gorgeous.
Yeah, I got a similar message.
Yeah. How come I didn't get one?
Well, you know.
She sent you a message.
Yeah, but I didn't get a personal one.
You didn't?
I didn't think
hurt.
I got one.
He's all hurt, man.
Really?
No, you're right. You didn't. Huh.
I'm looking.
I wonder what that means. Wow.
That's not cool.
No, that's it. Dude, I'm telling you.
Wow.
I know. Some women, you know, they see you in drag and boom.
Too pretty. I was too pretty. I should have dumbed myself down, made myself uglier. Great.
Yeah. 303-713-7600. Line one, Julie, you're on AM 760. Julie, you're on the air, TGIV.
Oh, hi there. I thought I lost you.
No, I'm here.
TGIV to you, too. So I heard that last caller, and mm-hmm. he was talking about, you know, the right wing being authoritarian. And I wanted to tell you about this great free online book that I just finished reading called The Authoritarian. And it's by Bob Altermeyer. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sorry. Whose work John Dean's Conservatives Without a Conscience was based on.
Right.
Yeah, so this guy is just getting ready to retire, and he just posted this great book online. So if you just Google The Authoritarians by Bob Altermeyer, Altemeyer, it is so good and explains so much, especially like what we saw going on in the Palin rallies.
Right. Let me check that out, and we'll talk about it next week. Thank you, Julie, for your call. I appreciate it. And you called 303-713-7600. Now, on AM760.net, on Mario's blog, each and every day, today we have the awesome glamour photos, 3 months out of our 12-month calendar. But we also have videos, hot videos, each and every day. Oscar the Grouch, what's hot today?
Yes, sir.
On AM760.net.
Besides our pictures. Yeah.
Just an update, too. Your picture is up now on the blog on AM760.net. Your picture is up now, they can go on and check it out.
Thanks for letting people know.
But as far as videos, Attorney General Mukasey was speaking, giving a speech at the Federalist Society. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's unfortunate news. But he fainted. There's mixed reports on kind of what's going on. So we have the audio, and we'll take a listen.
Okay. Go ahead. By the way, this is I think I'm Scary Spice. That's what. Do you got that, Mondo? I know we're having Mondo do all kinds of. I'm sorry. We have Mondo running around like crazy.
Sorry, Mondo.
Yeah.
Sorry. Which one again?
Mukasey.
Oh, Mukasey.
Yeah.
This is pretty sad.
All right. And this is Mukasey talking to the Federalist Society.
Yes.
Okay. And this was it last night or this morning?
Last night.
Last night, yeah.
All right. Great. So what happened? He just started mumbling and he keeled over?
Yeah, he was giving a speech. He started kind of mumbling, kind of slurring his words. And then he kind of just closed his eyes and fell over. And people are yelling, no, no, no. You know, they were getting really worried about him.
Wow.
So, but news reports have come out.
I got worried about him, too. It's kind of scary.
It was scary.
Yeah, it's a short video, but you know, you got to look at it to get the full effect. Right. They released a statement saying that he's okay, that he got a clean bill of health from his doctors. And they've ruled out it being a mini stroke or a cardiac incident.
I have to tell you, let me say something. I don't believe it's not a mini stroke.
Yeah.
I mean, because remember when we had Morgan Fairchild on talking about strokes and stuff? The exact thing she described is what happened to him. Like he was talking and then suddenly started talking gibberish and slurring and then he passes out. That is a classic stroke or what are they, TIA or something, you know, the mini stroke.
Yeah.
That's a classic example of that.
Why would they spin it though like that? Why wouldn't they just, you know, I mean... you know, just give everybody the real news, you know, what happened.
Because they're not ready to replace him. And if he were, you know, if people are like, oh, my God, he had a stroke, he might as well resign now.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
And he hasn't finished covering up all the Bush crimes.
He still has some work to do.
He has a big to-do list.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No wonder he might have had a stroke.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. That'll definitely put some pressure on you.
All right, well, our next video
Mondo had early thought he'd just fallen asleep.
Then he was taking a nap.
That's sad, Mondo.
Don't, got bored
don't, say,
his
don't
speech,
say things
I'm
like
just
that.
Saying.
Mondo, right. Mondo goes, he bored himself.
That could happen.
All right, well, let's move on. Our next video is one of Mario's best friends. His name is Jonah Goldberg, and he's talking about how he hates Obama and how he hates Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln.
Who does?
Jonah Goldberg.
Oh, I can't stand Jonah Goldberg.
I thought he was
BFFs. God. Oh, no.
No, not really.
I got a Jonah Goldberg story.
Ooh.
Let's hear him.
He was on Bloomberg News today.
He's a jackass.
No, wait. He was on Hannity and Combs.
Hannity and Combs.
Yes.
Oh,
and Combs was just kind of going after him as well.
Okay.
Well, you want to put down Lincoln, or maybe you want to put down Obama, but should we give Obama a chance to actually spread his wings and fly a little bit before we decide he's making terrible choices based on a bad analogy with Lincoln, who you didn't like, apparently, the choices he made? Should we give Obama a chance?
Alan, that's ludicrous and kind of offensive that you think what I said means I didn't like Abraham Lincoln. He was one of the greatest presidents of American history, arguably this his idea of a cabinet was a failure, and I think Lincoln, by the end, would probably have admitted it. It certainly wasn't this great managerial style. And look, I agree, we should give Obama a chance to spread his wings. We should also give him a chance before we start comparing him to Lincoln.
Right, well,
the guy's not even president yet.
You know, he's not comparing himself to Lincoln. He's reading the Doris Kearns Goodwin
book. Actually, he is.
And
if you read his books and speeches. Actually, he is. He compares himself to Lincoln quite often in his speeches.
Newt Gingrich says he
doesn't, but he does.
Jeez.
Yeah, I've heard Obama say a whole bunch of times, I'm just like Abraham Lincoln.
I'm just like Lincoln, as Lincoln and I once said, right? Yeah. Jonah Goldberg, let me tell you something. You could never, and I'm serious, you could never believe a word Jonah Goldberg says. And I'll tell you that story in just a second. You have another one of him? Is this more of this or that? Is that it?
No, we have one more of
him. Okay, go ahead.
This is where he gets mad at Obama because he wore a top hat like Abraham Lincoln.
You lie.
I'm just kidding. No. Combs makes a statement that Newt Gingrich had agreed with Obama as a great comparison. So he's saying if you don't agree with Newt Gingrich, does that mean you hate Newt Gingrich as well?
All right.
Newt Gingrich says he's impressed with how Obama is using Lincoln. Do you disagree with Newt Gingrich?
I'm impressed with how he's gotten away with it. Yeah, I'm impressed at how so many people in the media have completely turned into head past the sphincter suck-up to the guy. It's very impressive.
Newt says he's impressed with how Obama is utilizing Abraham Lincoln as a role model.
Yeah, I'm impressed with how he's getting away with doing it. I disagree with Newt that he's actually using him very much as a role model. He's not even president yet. And I find this sort of fascinating, the way the press wants this guy to be Lincoln. Everyone hopes he'll be like Lincoln. You know, Lincoln had to be Lincoln because we were on the verge of a civil war that racked up 600,000 American dead. Seems to me that I don't want to have a Lincoln. I don't want to need to have a Lincoln.
Wow. He's just pissed. Let me tell you
something. He hates Lincoln cars.
He hates
Lincoln. That's how much he hates Lincoln.
He doesn't keep pennies. Let me tell you something. Jonah Goldberg wrote this editorial in the LA Times when it became clear that Bush lied about the weapons of mass destruction. And he wrote this editorial in the LA Times saying it's okay if people lie as long as they lie for a good reason. And I'm not like mischaracterizing this editorial. The entire editorial was about examples of when people lied supposedly for the greater good, and him saying that sometimes, you know, presidents have to lie, people have to lie for the greater good.
I remember that.
Right?
Yeah.
So then my point was, how could you ever believe Jonah Goldberg again? How do you know?
He's always lying.
He could be like thinking, waking up that morning, I think if I lie today, it's for the greater good, so I'll lie. He's basically said he thinks lying is okay. And from that moment on, I haven't been able to believe a word he says because I don't know what he's lying when he's not lying.
So he loves Obama.
You know? Huh?
He loves Obama.
He actually
is that what it is?
It's like opposite day.
Yeah.
Just don't believe what he says. It's the opposite.
What else do you got? It's a wild video. People should see it on AM760.net.
We have some new news from Wasilla, Alaska.
Really?
This meth happened, capital.
This happened yesterday.
Meth. Got a lot of meth there.
Governor Sarah Palin went to a hatchery to, you know, to pick out her turkey, her favorite turkey.
Triple D farm and hatchery.
Yeah. And
she's... That's what it's called.
That's really what it's called?
Yeah.
She's, she picks out her turkey, you know, it's a big photo op deal, and she's answering a few questions for the media. But what she doesn't know is that behind her, some guy is slaughtering a turkey right behind her. And, like, he's,
oh my God.
He's putting the turkey's head into, like, some type of device to cut off his head. And you see the turkey, like, fluttering around a little bit. And all this is going on while she's, you know, talking about what... I mean, it's not even important what she's saying. It's just...
It never is.
Yeah, you see the guy in the background, and it's hilarious. So the video is up.
Yes.
But we have a little bit of audio.
Okay.
Listen carefully. You can hear the turkey gobbling at the beginning.
Can you really?
Yeah. So okay. Here she is saying or explaining why she's there.
This was neat. I was happy to get to be invited to participate in this. And you know, it for one, you need a little bit of levity in this job, especially with so much that has gone on in the last couple of months that has been so political, obviously, that it's nice to get out and do something to promote a local business. And
and it's so yeah. horrible because... You know, she's talking about whatever.
Right.
I didn't even pay attention right now. And all you do is you see the guy in the background smiling at the camera, looking at the camera, like, because he knows he's on TV. You see the chicken, like, fluttering around, and he's having a hard time keeping it still. It's horrible. It's funny, though.
Yeah, you got to see. That's on AM760.net. She can do nothing right. She does not know. I mean, she was trying to, like, the president picks a turkey. But see, the president picks a turkey to pardon.
Yeah.
The president doesn't pick a turkey to
she
slaughter.
She does not
no.
get it at all.
Right?
At all.
She's all, I'll pick a turkey just like the president, but I'm eating mine. President.
She wants to let it loose so she can shoot it down.
Right? Yeah, from a helicopter.
Oh, man. Okay, we're running out of time, so we're going to jump to the video of the day real quick.
Oh, very good.
The famous call girl, Ashley Dupre, who was...
Prostitute.
she was involved with Governor Elliot Spitzer from New York. So she did an interview with Diane Sawyer for 2020. It's going to air tonight. So we have a preview of it. And this is the clip that we have right
Okay,
here.
This is, now yes. this hasn't aired yet. This is going to happen tonight.
Yes, tonight okay. on 2020.
Very good.
And here she is talking about the whole, what she should be called, escort or prostitute.
Okay.
You say the work, but you haven't said the words.
The work.
Prostitution.
Escort.
Escort. What's the difference?
Escort.
What's the difference?
I think it's the same, perhaps.
Any difference in your mind, though?
Yes, I think that prostitution is only about sex, whereas an escort is more, it's time spent, it's more, it's a lot more than that.
Tomato, tomato, prostitution, escort.
No, it's different.
So you can catch that interview tonight on 2020.
Wow.
There's a lot more stuff that happens in that interview.
Yeah, that is, and there, and, you, and actually, there's actually more of it on AM760.net. Good job, yes. Oscar the Grouch. That definitely is the video of the day,
as well as the glamour shots are up too.
And the glamour shots, lots of reasons to go to AM760.net. Oh, all right, 303-713-7600 is the number. My name is Mario Solis Marich. It's 5:32 on AM760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. We'll take a quick break and return with your calls y mucho más. Hey, Mondo.
Yeah.
It's 36 minutes after the hour. Dude, you couldn't have found a better photo of me?
What do you mean? What do you mean? That's awesome. That is an awesome photo.
Oh, man.
It's cool.
Oh, man. That is an odd photo. All right. The photos are up. Glamour shots are up at AM760.net. My name is Mario Solis Marich. You're listening to the one and only Mario Solis Marich Show. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to have on Chris Gunn from the American Small Business League. They, of course, have been working for a number of years now trying to get the American Small Business, the Small Business Administration to do, you know, to fulfill their mission. A certain percentage of those contracts are supposed to go to small businesses. And they have instead given, you know, they have designated huge businesses as small businesses when they're trying to meet those goals. So they've been working on this for a while. They've been very supportive of, you know, of change in D.C. They ended up getting real pissed off at the Bush administration through this process. But right now they're really concerned about the transition team and what they perceive. And we're still looking into it, but we wanted to give them time on the air. What they perceive to be a kind of a, you know, small businesses not being addressed fully in the transition process. So we'll talk to him about that. Once again, something that we're looking into. But you will see, and I said this, you know, we are not just going to sit here and rah-rah if there's a problem. We don't know that there is, but when there's problems, we're going to talk about them. Because we want what our listeners want, what America wants, is we want this to work. And we believe that by exercising our First Amendment rights, giving people, responsible people, a chance to, you know, to vent and to discuss their, you know, their opinions, that we're all better off for it. So in just a little bit, Chris Gunn from the American Small Business League right here on the one and only Mario Solis Marit Show. Then later on in the program, Oscar the Grouch, will let him into the big boys room together. Him and Mondo are the lowdown. And yeah. So they have music and movies for us today.
Twilight Talk.
So all of that, your calls, y mucho más. 303-713-7600 is the number if you want to weigh in. My name is Mario Solis Maric. We'll take your calls. Talk to Chris Gunn. Y mucho más. Welcome back. My name is Mario Solis Maric. It's 42 minutes after the hour. On the line with us right now is one of the leaders of the American Small Business League, Chris Gunn. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on. How you doing, Mario?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Excellent.
Good. Well, listen, a lot has happened since the last time we talked. And you know, the last time we talked, we didn't know what the outcome of the election was going to be. But regardless of the outcome of the election, the work that you folks do, you know, continues and, you know, needs to continue. Unfortunately, and you actually sent me something that I was really shocked to hear about. Now, and first of all, the you know, on Obama's website, there had been mention of one of your top agenda items, and let's remind people what that agenda item is to start off with.
That's stopping the diversion of small business contracts to large corporations. And just to remind everyone, the federal government has a goal of awarding 23% of all of its procurement dollars to small businesses. It routinely misses that goal, and part of the reason is that some of the largest corporations in the world are being counted towards that goal and actually receiving small business contracts.
And these are huge international companies like Deere and Hewlett-Packard, et cetera.
Dell. The list goes on.
Okay. So, and on the Obama website, this had been mentioned as the correction of this had been mentioned on their website, and you were letting us know that that had been dropped.
Yeah, for all intents and purposes, that's what it looks like. And here's the thing: is that the Obama campaign is in the middle of its transitionary period, and so they've started a website called change.gov. And change.gov appears to be the next incarnation of his website. The next, it essentially houses his agenda items. It's facilitating and helping to facilitate and helping to provide people across the nation with information on his transition into the presidency and really kind of providing insight into exactly what he intends to do when he's there. And the disconcerting thing about that is that these small business issues that seem to be, amongst his priorities during the latter stages of his campaign have essentially been dropped. So in February of 2008, he came out and said, it's time to stop the diversion of small business contracts to corporate giants. We didn't hear anything about that issue, despite our prodding, until just prior to the election. He came out with the Small Business Emergency Rescue Plan, and then many of those concepts at this point are not included on his change.gov website. And we're talking about a website that houses things like, say, for example, an area that specifically addresses sportsmen, and it talks about how important sportsmen are to, the Obama campaign. Which I'm not arguing that sportsmen are not important
right.
to our nation, or but. But what I am saying is that small businesses are an integral part of our economy. They are a large constituent group. They deserve to be paid attention to, and they most certainly should be addressed by President-elect Obama as he moves towards actually taking his spot in the White House and starting to implement some of the changes that he's looking to make.
Now, have you folks tried to contact them directly and ask them about this?
You know, we maintain a relationship with their office, obviously our criticisms are they're not happy about our criticisms.
Right.
They're essentially, their position, I think, is that, you know, they're in a transition period and Senator Obama, or President-elect Obama, rather, cares about small businesses. He wants to see these things changed. He wants to see things happen, say, for example, on his Small Business Emergency Rescue Plan. He actually addressed increasing or restoring the SBA's budget and staffing. But when it comes down to it, we like to take a look at what he is doing as president-elect, as he's moving towards his transition team, as opposed to what he said previously. And what he's doing right now is he's actually not addressing these issues. He's not even acknowledging these issues on his website. And more than that, he's addressed a few small business related issues, but he's actually filed them within subcategories that I would actually say are doing more to kind of disguise that acknowledgement of the small business community, as opposed to just coming out and saying, you know, this is what I'm going to do for small businesses. You know, that large portion of our nation's economy, the backbone of our nation's economy, you know, that it's employing 56% of our nation's workforce. This is what I'm doing for you.
Right.
But they're just not doing it.
We're speaking to Chris Gunn. He is with the American Small Business League. ASBL.org is the website, correct? ASBL.com is the website if you want more information about their organization and what they're doing. And it's an organization that I really support. I mean, you folks have done, you know, a great job. You've been this issue you have been working on, I think, from what I know, a couple of years, but perhaps longer.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been intricately involved with this since its beginning. So,
well hopefully, you know, hopefully we could, you know, support you in getting through this logjam, because what you're saying is of critical importance. And sometimes, you know, if you don't agitate, right, if you don't advocate, especially during a transition period, you could end up getting lost in the shuffle.
Exactly.
And that certainly wouldn't be good for any of us if that happened here. Let me ask you another question. Has there been any indication of who might end up leading the Small Business Administration?
You know, I don't know that I could really comment on that at this point. I mean, we have heard a couple of things. Say, for example, I know that the Hispanic community across the nation is actually advocating for Nydia Velasquez as administrator of the Small Business Administration. But, I think that there are a lot of other groups out there that, you know, would like to see someone from their core constituent group actually leading the SBA and representing their interests. So
I had heard that, and just as long as we're gossiping here, the fact, you know, Nydia Velasquez is actually, you know, in line to replace Senator Clinton should Senator Clinton become Secretary of State.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
That's what I hear, which is I think, an interesting twist to this whole thing.
Right.
Because we're actually seeing a reshuffling of the small business committees. And I don't know if you've heard this, Mario, but Senator Kerry and Senator Snow, for all intents and purposes, look to be actually probably moving out of the Small Business Committee as well.
Wow.
And so if Nydia Velasquez were to move to the Senate and replace Hillary, if she were to take the position of Secretary of State, we would actually see a complete reshuffling of the leadership of the House and the Senate Small Business Committees, because actually Steve Chabot, he was actually unsuccessful in his reelection campaign.
Wow. So there's a lot of change, a lot to work with you to keep track of, and I appreciate that you're out there. And hopefully this is, you know, this has just been, you know, some type of transition oversight, and we'll continue. We're, you know, I'm going to make some calls too, and write a piece about this next week. I think this is a, you know, this is a of critical importance, whether, you know, not only is somebody who is a small, you know, that has a small business, but just as an American, I mean, we cannot, it is an illusion to think that we could get this economy cranking again without small businesses being front and center.
That's absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
And all the, you know, the big car companies are out there with their hand out. All we're doing is saying the money that you already spend it appropriately, and we could crank this thing out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Chris, good to talk to you. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right, Mario. All thanks right. so much.
Uh-huh. That's Chris Gunn. He's with the American Small Business League right here on the one and only Mario Solis Marit Show. 303-713-7600 is the number. We'll take your calls when we get back. 53 minutes after the hour. Major shenanigans going on in Texas, the Lone Star State.
Why is that?
Who knows? But today was supposed to be the arraignment of former Attorney General Betito Gonzalez and Vice President Dick Cheney. Today they were supposed to be arraigned, and the prosecutor didn't show up to court, didn't call, nada, just nothing. He just was a no-show. What happened today, Oscar the Grouch?
Well, he was supposed to show up, and nobody, you know, they couldn't find him. They called in the assistant, the manager of his firm or something, and her name was Hilda Ramirez, and they said, hey, you know, can we proceed with the motions with you being here? And because they didn't know where he was, and they asked her, have you talked to him? She said, I've called him all day long. I think his voicemail box was, like, full, so they couldn't get any more messages out, and he didn't show up.
That is just eerie. Now, this is real life, right?
Yep.
This is not out of a movie or something.
Juan Guerra, that was the district attorney that was going forth with all this stuff.
And this was supposed to happen in San Antonio?
No, my San Antonio News is
It's still happening in McAllen.
Yeah. They reported it, though.
Wow. That is unreal. We'll continue to... What a bizarre twist.
A little shady.
Yeah, the guy just doesn't show up. Oh, I forgot I was indicting Dick Cheney today. Yeah.
Whoa, that was today?
It was today. I got to I was watching The View, and I lost all track of time.
Started watching Andrew Griffith Show and took a nap.
Yeah. I don't know. That's really bizarre. Has there been any updates or anything?
No, I got that earlier.
So what happens? Does this thing get thrown out of court?
The judge said that the state of Texas is going to have their day in court, so I'm assuming they're going to go some other route.
They're gonna pursue it.
I know Cheney's lawyers did file a motion though to quash all the indictments though.
Wow,
I wonder where this guy is though.
Yeah, I don't even know him, and I'm worried about him. He's, you know, that's odd, and a lot could happen to you out there. Let me tell you something, McAllen, is rugged terrain. I've talked about that before. It's rugged terrain out there. You go a little too far out, and you're in a different country. You go too far out the other way, you're in desert without any water.
Isn't that where that
was
filmed?
A lot could happen to a guy out there.
That movie was filmed, No Country for Old Men.
Was that McAllen?
I think so.
Was that out there? Yeah, a lot could happen to you out there. You have to
scary
watch
stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of a creepy story. So we got to keep our, we'll continue to keep our eye on that. Of course, I'm sure all the networks will be all over this story today. So we happened to find, Oscar the Grouch happened to find that story on mysanantonionews.com. It's kind of, you don't see that on ABC.
Yeah.
You have to scour the internets to get stuff like this.
Yeah, it was hidden.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
I kind of feel bad for him.
Maybe.
Obviously, listen, if you get a flat tire or something, you have your cell phone, you call, or you borrow somebody. I mean, you're the freaking DA. I mean, you know, you get to get... borrow somebody's phone, you could confiscate somebody's
phone. Don't
tell
me he doesn't have like a BlackBerry.
Right.
Or something.
Right.
Seriously.
That he could email up.
Maybe he got taken care of.
I know. It's kind of creepy.
Whoa, don't say that.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Speculation, man.
He's speculating. This is radio, dude. He's speculating. Jesus, Mondo becomes like
the last people you want to mess with is the mob.
Is the FCC. Mondo becomes the FCC all of a sudden. Anyways, in the next hour, in a little bit.
What?
We let Oscar into the big boys room. The guys together the lowdown too. They saw Twilight this morning, so they'll talk about that and also give us some. What kind of music are we listening to today?
It's a bunch of good stuff from the month of November.
Okay, great.
I thought we were in September for some reason.
All right. But also we got a couple of other breaking news stories as well. So we got a lot going on. And, of course, your calls at 303-713-7600. I have to believe that if this grand jury that has gone after Dick Cheney and Betito Gonzalez, they need to have their process completed. They did the work. They sat through the motions. They sat through the testimony. So they have a right to be heard. And so we will, we'll continue to follow up on the story, even if the mainstream media does not. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. My name is Mario Solis Maric. We'll come back with your calls y mucho más. It's 5:58 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Just give us a little bit of a time to catch our breath, and we'll give you breaking news updates from today and the guys from the lowdown, too.